today. We got we're going to talk a lot of college football, man, because this is, like we mentioned, absolute chaos again this week. Balls lose to Georgia. College football playoffs is kind of crazy. Boise State, now they're a bye in the playoffs. So we've got this team getting pushed out in Tennessee, and Ole Miss is in, Alabama's in. We beat them. So, G, you've got probably the number one SEC matchup. What do you got this week as far as game of the week for you?
For game of the week for me, I'm going to go with Florida hosting number nine Ole Miss. Now, you might be looking at this matchup and Ole Miss favored, as they should be, by 10.5 points in this game. But don't forget what Florida was just able to do in the swamp last weekend against LSU. 27-16 upset winner. My boy Billy Napier continuing to save his job one W at a time. It was nice to have DJ Lagway back. He was awesome. Jaden Ball, was really good on the ground. And having Elijah Badger back was really, really good. And another thing that really stood out to me in this game was that Florida defense. I know, again, Lagway is the flashy name. Badger had the big game receiving. But look out for this Georgia pass rush. The defensive line, the second level of the defense, they got 11 tackles for loss last week against LSU. I'm looking to see if that same intensity is still going to be there. The Gators are battling tooth and nail. And while most of us in Tennessee don't usually like the Swamp or the Gators, and Chase can attest to that, the Gators could really do Tennessee a favor if they were able to upset Ole Miss this week.
For me, man, I have Indiana versus Ohio State. This is the most prove-it game for any team in all of college football. Is Indiana worth it? They're the fun story. They went from fun story to, well, they hadn't played anybody, because we're kind of getting down to that. They have like the worst strength of schedule, but they're still in. They're beating the crap out of everybody. And now Indiana and Curtis Rourke at quarterback, Kurt Cignetti, undefeated. Indiana's turned into football school, and they're running into the big bad Ohio State. And I'll tell you what, dude, Ohio State's a buzzsaw. Talent-wise, you're probably looking at the most talented team. It has a lot for both teams, because Ohio State needs to kind of hold on. And they're probably still the favorite to win the Big Ten, despite not beating Oregon in Oregon. So this one matters. This one matters for Indiana, because if they don't win, I don't know if they get in the playoffs.
Another thing that we wanted to get into quickly here with you, Gino, we're going to bypass the NFL because there's so much goodness to talk about with the college football. And how about the college football playoff, Chase? It came out last night. What stood out to you in this one? And obviously Tennessee's chances, they fall out of the college football playoff if it were to go on tonight or today. So talk to me a little bit about what you noticed about the committee and the selections that they made in this one.
Yeah, man, for me, it was definitely the Tennessee factor. They're the first team out, despite probably having a higher ranking. For those out there that don't understand it, bracket's weird. You'll figure it out. They have a ranking system on the left, which they have the teams ranked, but then these other teams got to get buys in. You'll figure it out. Tennessee is going to be ranked higher, but right now they're the last team out because the conference championship winners are moving ahead of them. Despite beating Alabama, who's the number nine seed, despite being a better ranked team and better strength of schedule, they're out. So those little things, man, the college football playoff committee is playing it safe a little bit. I don't love it. What about you, Doug?
I don't love it either. Yeah, I don't love it either, bro. It's not fantastic. There's a couple of things that stand out to me. I'll stick first with the SEC in Georgia. They get that big win over Tennessee, and they don't move. They're still at 11. You know, you talked about the strength of record and the schedule and all that. The Bulldogs have the number one schedule in the country and are number three in ESPN's strength of record metric, which means the average college football playoff contender would have just an 11.5% chance to achieve the same 8-2 record against the same opponents. That's wild in terms of Georgia's schedule. And they're only at 11. Like, I think we just need to find a better way for the playoff committee to do this. And speaking of the playoff committee, I get it. The way that it's set up, it really just doesn't make sense that the Mountain West Conference is part of this, because Boise State at 4 seems absolutely ludicrous that they are going to get a first round bye over teams like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Penn State, maybe Ole Miss, potentially Indiana. Maybe we'll see what happens there. But just to have Boise State at 4 and having a first round bye seems a little bit preposterous. I get it. Look, they played Oregon tough. They lost a tough game to Oregon. That's their only loss. But, I mean, other than that, who have they beaten?
It's a lot of fun, man. It's going to be another one. Like and subscribe at Chatted Up Sports and follow us along. We are going to be out Monday night for the Teddy Bear Collection Agency.
Yes.
For a live show at Mike's Hole in the Wall. So come see us.
Love you, Gino.
Love you, man. See you, Gino.